Last time we were together, we gave a general hakdama to Chassidus, general hakdama to the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, the Chiddush of Chassidus, and the Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe. And today, B'Siyata Dishmaya, we're going to begin the hakdama of the Tanya. If you can just flip to the beginning of the Sefer, the Shar Blot, the Shara Sefer, the opening page of the Tanya, there are some very important nekudos that we have to point out before actually beginning the Hakdama. So let's take a look. So the Sefer is known as Tanya only because the first word of the Sefer is quoting a Braisa, and that was its most famous name, Tanya, but the Alter Rebbe calls it a number of different things. So let's take a look. Sefer Likutei Amarim, it's called a likut of different sayings. I think it shows a lot about the Alter Rebbe that he doesn't want to say that these are his chidushim or these are his deep insights. Rather, it's a gathering of different sayings. So, Sefer Likutei Amarim, Chelek Rishon, Hanikra B'Shem Sefer Shel Beinonim. So, the first part of Tanya that we're going to be learning this year is called Sefer Shel Beinonim. Now, on purpose, we're not going to translate what the word Beinoni means, but the concept of the Beinoni is the main concept which we're going to try to discuss this year. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll have a better understanding of who this Beinoni is and why a normal person, should be striving to be a Beinoni. So the Alter Rebbe continues, Milukad mipi svarim, umipi sofrim kedushei elyon, right? This Sefer is a leket, is a bringing together of different svarim, different sofrim, kedushei elyon. A lot of the Torah that the Alter Rebbe takes from is from the Ari HaKadosh and from the Maharal, his Elter Zaidi. Miusad al pasuk. And now, if we were to give Tanya and Sefer Shel Beinonim a theme or a catchphrase, says the Alter Rebbe, what is that catchphrase? The pasuk is Ki karov eilecha hadavar me'od beficha ubilvavcha la'asoso. Right, famous pasuk from Sefer Devarim. The context of the pasuk is speaking about the Torah, that the Torah is something which is close to you. Ki karov eilecha hadavar me'od. That it's not only close to you, but it's very close to you. Beficha ubilvavcha la'asoso. In your mouth and in your heart to do. So, obviously, the simple question is on this pasuk is, what does that mean that the Torah as a klal is something which is easy, and not only easy, but very, very close to you, and not only close, but very close to you. Me'od, beficha ubevavcha la'asoso. This is the catchphrase and the concept which the entire Sefer is predicated on. And we're going to have to have a deeper understanding as to what that means. What does it mean that Avodas Hashem and that keeping Torah and Shmiras Torah and Mitzvos is something which is very close to you? So the Alter Rebbe says, Levaer heitev, Eichu karov me'od, bederech aruka v'ktsara be'ezras Hashem. So we're going to have to, says the Alter Rebbe, we're going to have to understand this pasuk. How is it very close to you? And the Alter Rebbe says that we're going to do that in a unique way, which is called Derech Aruka V'Ktsara Be'ezras Hashem, through the long short way. So what does the long short way mean? The long short way, they tell a famous story about a person who's traveling to the city, and the person can see the city from afar, and he starts walking, and he's walking, he's getting closer, and he hits a fork in the road, and there's two ways to go. And over there, he sees a young child, and so he asks the young child, "Ezehu aderech la'ir, which way is faster? Which way will get me to the city?" And the child says, "Well, both ways will get you to the city. There's the long, short path, and the short, long path." And the guy who's traveling to the city says, "What does that mean?" And he says, "Well, that path is 10 miles, and that path is 2 miles. So the guy thinks to himself really quick, "Well, I'm going to take the 2-mile I'm going to take a 2-mile track to the city. I'm not going to take a 10-mile track to the city. So the guy continues walking, goes through the fork in the road, and eventually is walking and walking, and he starts to realize that what does it mean that it was a short, long path? So yeah, in proximity, it was 2 miles away, but he starts to realize that there's bumps in the road, and there's fences he needs to crawl over, and there are obstacles in the way, there are thorn bushes, and he realizes that it is basically impossible for him to get to the city. He sees it, it's so close, but it's so far at the same time. So the guy turns around and he goes back to the fork, returning to that same child. And the child says, "Knew what happened?" So he said, "What do you mean? You told me that this way is faster to the city." He said, "No, you asked me and I said that there were two ways. There's the long, short way and the short, long way. And what you took was the short, long way. In proximity, it might have been closer, but in reality, if you would have gone around the real way, the long way, the 10-mile way, you would have gotten there quicker." So the guy goes around, takes the 10-mile track, and gets to the city. And afterwards, he's contemplating exactly what happened to him. And he says to himself, "Well, now I understand what the child meant. Now I understand. Until now, I thought that in life, I can take the shortcuts. But sometimes," says the Alter Rebbe, "the shortcuts in Avodas Hashem might seem like shortcuts, but they're really going to be much more difficult, and there's going to be many more obstacles in the way. But when you do something fundamentally, and you take the time to put in, and you take the long, short way, that is the way that you're going to get to Derech HaMelech. That's the way that we're going to get to the city." So the Alter Rebbe says, in order to understand who the Beinoni is, and how to understand how Kikarov Eilecha Adavar Me'od B'Ficha U'Bilvavcha La'Asoso, we have to understand this. And what is the Derech that we're going to do? The Derech which we're going to do is we're going to do it through the Derech Aruka V'Ktzara, the long, short path. We're not going to take any shortcuts. We're not going to say that we understand things without understanding them. We're going to understand things in their fundamentals and the pratim and the small details, and we're not going to leave any rock underturned. They say about Tanya, amongst the Hasidim, especially amongst Hasidei Chabad, that the Tanya was a special sefer in the sense that it was the Torah Shebiktav of Hasidus. Right? Many other Sifrei Hasidus were written al derech, the parsha, like the Noam Elimelech and the Kedushas Levi and the Me'esh Shiloach. A lot of the Rebbeim wrote their svarim, or their Talmidim wrote their Rebbeim sichos on the parsha, and that's how they gave their mahalach in Avodas Hashem. Right? Unlike that is the Tanya. The Tanya is a methodological sefer which has a very clear mahalach and takes step by step. And really, really, it relates to every single nekuda, starting at the most deep of places and understanding really every single nekuda. So that's what we're going to be doing in Mirtz Hashem this year. The Alter Rebbe continues and says that there are other parts of this sefer, Igeres HaTshuva, Shar Yichud VaEmuna, Igeres HaKodesh, different parts, which we're not going to get to this year, but maybe in future years we will get to. So that is the Shiur plot. Let's begin now. With the little time that we have left, we're going to take a scan over the Hakdama. Now, this Hakdama is a very interesting Hakdama. When you think about a Hakdama of a Sefer, generally what you think is that you're trying to sell your book, right? You open the Hakdama, you want to see what the book is about, and usually there's some sort of pitch. We're going to see that this is a very odd Hakdama in many ways, mostly in the sense that after reading the Hakdama, you sort of get you can draw the conclusion that writing a sefer is not really an ideal situation. And it's interesting that the Alter Rebbe decides to write his Hakdama in this way to Sefer HaTanya. Anyways, without further ado, let's begin. So the Hakdama starts off, Aleichem Yishim Ekra, right, calling out to my close ones, Shimu alai rodfei tzedek. Listen to me, those who pursue tzedek. Mivakshei Hashem, those who are looking for Hashem. Vayishma lechem Elokim lemigdol v'atkatan. Hashem should listen to you from great until the small. Kol anash dimdinoseinu v'smucho shela. Ishal mekomo yavo l'shalom v'chaim ad olam. So the Alter Rebbe opens his Hagdama speaking to his Hasidim. We have to understand that the way that the Hasidic town used to work is that you would have the Rebbe and the Hasidim would live around the Rebbe. Sometimes the Hasidim would live a little bit further away from the Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe in his Hagdama is speaking to his Hasidim. Kol anshei shlomeinu dimdinaseinu, to the people that are around him. He's writing this sefer to his Hasidim. So let's begin. Hine moda zos. So we're going to start. Hine moda zos ki miragla bepume de inshe b'chol anshe shlomeinu leimor. It's a very common thing amongst the people around us that they say ki ein adoma shmias divrei musar l'ri'ia v'kriya b'svarim. That listening to divrei musar, listening to words of Torah and words of chizuk, and reading in a sefer, they're not similar. Why? Shahakore kore lefidar kovidaso. Because every person is an individual, and when the individual reads the sefer, everyone reads it according to his own derech and according to his own understanding. Vilafi hasagas vitvisa sichlo ba'asher husham, and whatever intellectual capabilities he has. Right? There's a few things over here. There's, first of all, it could be that you don't really understand what you're reading when you're reading a sefer. Masha'in came that when there is a rav in front of you, when you're hearing divrei musar, when you're hearing something, and something is unclear to you, the baal shir could make it clear to you. Or if you have a question, you can ask, right? And when a person is giving over a shir, it's generally much clearer as to what his perspective is. But when looking at a sefer and reading a sefer, everyone is kind of reading it according to his own seichel, according to his own learning capabilities, right? If a person doesn't know how to translate a word correctly, we're going to see that he's not going to necessarily understand what the kavana of the author of the sefer was. V'lefi asagas v'tfisa sichlo ba'asher husham, wherever he is. And says the Alter Rebbe, v'im sichlo v'dato mebulbalim. And says the Alter Rebbe, v'im sichlo v'da'ato mebulbalim, and if a person, his seichel, his natural intellectual capabilities, and his das, and his capability to understand, mebulbalim, they're confused, he's not really understanding what's going on, u'b'chashicha yisalchu ba'avodas Hashem, a person could go And in theory, even though that he's reading Divrei Kodesh, he's reading a special sefer, he could be going dark in Avodas Hashem, right? He's not doing the kavana of the sefer. Bekoshi yachol liros esa or ki tov haganus bezsvarim, af kimatoka or leinaim umar pelanefesh. Even though that there is so much light here, there is so much beauty here, there's so much insight here in the sefer, he's not going to be able to get any of it. He's going to be going in darkness. Instead of reading the light, he's going to be reading darkness. He's not going to be able to understand. So the first challenge, says the Alter Rebbe, with writing a sefer, is that it's unclear that when a person is going to read the sefer, it's unclear if they're going to understand what I really wanted to write here. Right, ubar min din, and not only that, continues the Alter Rebbe and says, "Hine sifrei hayira habnuim al pi seichel enoshi, bevadai inam shavin lachol nefesh." Right, when we're talking about a sefer in machshava, we're talking about a sefer in Jewish thought and Jewish philosophy, right, where perspective is so important. When you're talking about different people reading one text, it's not clear that everyone is going to understand the text the same. Meaning, even if we all had the same intellectual capabilities, lav dafka, will a person be able to understand what the perspective of the author was? Ki ein kol haschalim v'adeos shavos, because not everyone thinks the same.
Vein seichel adam ze mispael umisor and mimash mispael umisor seichel chaveru, because one thing may stimulate a person's brain in one way, and another thing will stimulate a person's brain in another way. Meaning, people connect to things in different ways. I connect to this concept in A, and I connect to this concept in B, and I understand it a little bit differently, right? It's like the famous game, you know, like the broken telephone. You know, eventually at the end of the broken telephone, it's sort of like, what was the concept that the first person was even talking about? It becomes a little bit less clear. So says the Alter Rebbe, the first challenge in writing a sefer, especially a sefer of Jewish thought and deep ideas about becoming a Beinoni and striving in Avodas Hashem, is that I'm not going to be there for you to make sure that it's clear to you. Right? You're going to have to read it and you're going to have to work it out yourself. Continues the Alter Rebbe. Right, like the Gemara speaks about the bracha on Chacham Harazim when there's 600,000 Jews over there. One of the concepts that we speak about over there is that Shein Deo Seim Domo Zolizu, that we understand that it's amazing. There's 600,000 people over here, and none of them think exactly the same way that the others do. Also something that the Ramban writes about Yehoshua, Shenemar Bo Isha Sher Ruach Bo. What does it mean, Isha Sher Ruach Bo by Yehoshua? So famously, we say Sheachola Aluch Neged Rucho Shel Kol Achad Be'Achad, that Yehoshua was this type of person that even though that everyone was thinking A, he was able to think B and go out and swim against the current. So what we've seen so far, says the Alter Rebbe, is that reading a sefer is very, very different than hearing something. Because when you're reading it, you're reading it according to your vision. And when you hear something, there's the ability to clarify. However, when the author is not around, it's up to Parshanut, right? You can sort of explain however you want to understand exactly what it's written. Okay. So far, that was the first point of the... So far, once again, it's an interesting way to open up a sefer and basically, you know, smashing the idea of writing a sefer bechal. It's sort of an interesting way to open up a sefer. Okay. We're going to skip a little bit. That is the first point of the Hakdama. Okay? The Alter Rebbe continues. Ela afilu b'sifrei hayira asher yisodosam b'harei kodesh. And specifically the svarim that have to do with machshava. B'harei kodesh mishir esein chazal asher ruach Hashem diber bam umilasoa lishonam v'oreis av kuchabrichu kulachad v'chol shishim ribo nishamos klolos Yisrael upratehem uprate pratehem anitzos The Alter Rebbe continues a few lines down. And even though that the Torah was given to sort of develop new concepts and develop the small details each and every own way. Right, the Alter Rebbe is giving us this concept that every single person has their own chelek in Torah. Everyone, not only do they understand Torah in their own unique way, but everyone has their own chelek in Torah. And the Alter Rebbe says, therefore, by writing down a sefer, I'm not necessarily going to be able to give you what your chelek in Torah is. I'm going to give you what my chelek in Torah is, and maybe the way that you're going to read it or you're going to conceive it is going to be according to your place and wherever you are. And that's a challenge. The Alter Rebbe continues. Vine'af b'hilchos iser v'heter. And if we look at svarim that have to do with halacha, haniglos lanu l'vaninu, things which are clear to us. Matzanu ra'inu machlokes tanoim v'amoroim min ha-katzeh la-katzeh. We saw machlokes in tanoim v'amoroim from one end to another end. Right? This Tana says Aser, this Tana says Mutter, this Tana says Tameh, this Tana says Tahor. Ve'ilu ve'ilu divrei Elokim chayim. And even though that we say that Torah is ve'ilu ve'ilu divrei Elokim chayim, that both of these are really Torah, and both of these are the word of God, lashon rabim, alshem makora chayim, that it's divrei Elokim chayim specifically belashon rabim, right? That it comes from the source of God, l'nishmos Yisrael. Hanechlakos derech klal is shlosha kavin yamin usmol ve'emza. Shem Chesed Vigvura, right? There's going to be people who are more to the right, and those who are a little bit more to the left, more kind people, and more people with a little bit more din. V'nishmos Shorshan Mimidas Chesed Hanagasan Gamkein Latos Klapi Chesed LaHakel Kenoda V'Kolshekein V'Kal V'Chomer Banistaras LaHashem Elokeinu. Right, we know that there's a concept that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had famous machlokas in about so many places in Shas. And in the Svarim HaKdoshim, they speak about how Beis Hillel, the shorish of Hillel was that he was klape chesed, and Shammai was klape gvura. And what that means is that they had different ways to interpret Torah. Right, they saw it in their own ways. So the Alter Rebbe says, and if in things which are clear to us, there are so many machlokas in, there are so many things which are, I guess, unclear, and they don't have clear hachra. Kol shekein v'kal v'chomer ba'nistaros la'Hashem Elokeinu. For sure, when it comes to the hidden secrets of Torah, di'inu d'chilu v'rachimu d'memocha v'liba d'chol chad v'chad l'pum shiur delay. Right? Everyone's going to sort of understand it in their own way. If we have things, if things in Torah, Hanigla, we don't have clear Achrayin, and we have Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel going this way and going that way, for sure that's going to be the case when it comes to things which are even more hidden, and Pnimius HaTorah, and Kabbalistic ideas. We're going to find that there is going to be more of a Machlokas, and therefore, says the Alter Rebbe, this is the challenge of writing a Sefer, is very difficult because everyone's going to sort of understand it in his own way. So then the question that we have to answer, which the Alter Rebbe is about to relate to, is why write the Sefer? If you have this huge challenge, why write the Sefer? So let's take a look. Ach biyodai umakirai kamina, but those who know me, my chasidim, hen kol echad ve'echad me'anshei shlomeinu d'shemdina seinu v'smucho shela, the chassidim that live around us and those who live around that this area, asher haya hadibur shel chiba matsui beinenu, right? We used to speak a lot in Avodas Hashem. V'gilu lefanai kol talumos libam umocham ba'avodas Hashem. They used to come to me and we used to have yechidus in. And in the yechidus, what would happen in the yechidus? You would come to the Rebbe and you'd speak to him about what was going on in your avodas Hashem. Right? Hatluya b'leiv alihem titof milasi v'leshoni eit sofer b'kuntrasim eilu hanikreim b'shem l'kute amorim. So, what is the Alter Rebbe saying? The Alter Rebbe, we have to have a little bit of a background, just a historical background. It used to be that, you know, the Alter Rebbe had a small chatzer of chassidim, right? At first, it was just the Yechidei Skula. Only the great people would come into Yechidusin with the Alter Rebbe. But eventually, as the Alter Rebbe became more famous and more known, so more people wanted to come to him. And getting a Yechidus was not simple. Obviously, you know, everyone knows the Lubavitch Rebbe, what it took to get a yechidus with the Lubavitcher Rebbe, it wasn't so simple, right? Some people got on their birthdays, on a bar mitzvah, and before your wedding, but it wasn't so simple because the Rebbe didn't have time to sit down with every single person. So the Alter Rebbe is saying, we have to understand this background and basically understand that the challenge which the Alter Rebbe is standing at is that he has, on one hand, it's not ideal to write a Sefer, but on the other hand, what I'm going to be doing in the Sefer is basically writing down my yechidusin with these people, my talks with these people about their Avodas Hashem. If they're not going to be able to come to me, so then what are they going to do? So then the answer is that I have to write down a Sefer. I have to be able to give them something which they will be able to look at, right? What happens when I leave this world? What happens when I move on? So I'm gonna have to give them something which they could look back at and they could see. And that's what the Alter Rebbe says over here.
Titof milasiv leshani eit sofer bekuntrasim elu, right? Through my pen is going to go, my mouth and my pen is going to go through these kuntrasim. B'shem l'kutei amarim milukatim mipi svarim mipi sofrim kedushei elyon nishmasam edem hamifursamim etzlenu v'ktas mehim nirmazim l'chachimim b'gris hakodesh merabbeinu seinu shebe'eretz hakodesh, right? So these are the kuntresim which I'm writing down, and I heard some of these concepts from my rebbeim v'chulu, right? And the Alter Rebbe says something which is really wild. He says, now this a little bit is a pitch to the Sefer. Now we saw so far that the Akdama hasn't been very pitchy, but now let's see what the pitch is that the Alter Rebbe says about the Sefer. V'ktasam shamati mipiyam hakadosh biosam po imanu v'kulam hein tshuvos al sheilos rabos asher shoalin be'etza kol anash demdinosenu tamid kol achad ve'achad lefi erko l'shit etzas b'nafshem b'avodas Hashem. And these are the answers to the questions which people are asking. People constantly come to me and ask me questions on avodas Hashem, and these are my answers to them. Lios ki ein hazman grama, I don't have the time od la'ashiv l'kol echad v'echad al she'il oso but pratus, I don't have the time. Unfortunately, I wish I had the time that I could sit with every single person and be with their chelik of Torah and understanding the psychology behind what their question is, but I don't have the time anymore. V'gam ha'shichecha mitzuya, and also people are forgetful. Alkein rashamti, and therefore, here's the pitch. Alkein rashamti, and therefore I wrote kol ha'tshuvos al kol ha'she'ilos lemishmeres la'os. I wrote all of the tshuvos, all of the answers to all of the questions, in order so that it should be here la'os, and a person shouldn't have to feel like that he has to come and speak to me. A person, anytime that he's struggling in Avodas Hashem, anytime that he has a question, I'm writing all of the answers to all of the questions. So this is a pretty big pitch for the Sefer. The Alter Rebbe is saying is that the people around me, Chassidim, I'm writing this Sefer to you. And I'm writing this Sefer even though that it's not ideal to write the Sefer, because I feel like it is something which is necessary. And what is the Sefer? The Sefer is all of the answers to all of the questions. Now obviously, the Sefer isn't written in Shut style. It's not Shilas and Shuvos. Even though I saw that someone in the last few years put out a Sefer called Shut HaTanya, which basically kind of comes back to this concept, which sort of recompiles the Tanya in ways, you know, depending on exactly people ask questions, and then the machaber of that Sefer kind of points out in Tanya where the Alter Rebbe speaks about those questions. Now, by Chassidim, especially by Chabad Chassidim, they go through Tanya, the cycle, once a year, right, during Chitas. And it's really, this Sefer is Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the reason is, the Alter Rebbe says that I'm writing all of the answers to all of the questions here. And Mirtz Hashem, next time we get together, we're going to Mirtz Hashem get started with Perek Aleph. We didn't finish the entire Akdama. At the end, the Alter Rebbe says, if a person has any questions that it's not clear to him, he should go to the Gedolim in his city, the Lubavitch Mashpiim. They took a large role in giving over Tanya as well. And the Alter Rebbe finishes off the Akdama basically saying that he begs that people that they shouldn't reprint the Tanya without his direct permission, because the Alter Rebbe really felt that every single word and every single letter even was exact and precise, and therefore he didn't want anything chas v'shalom, even though that people want to reprint it for good purposes, you know, chas v'shalom, not to change anything, but, you know, naturally with time and naturally with different things, you know, when you reprint, there's naturally mistakes. So the Alter Rebbe asks, please not to reprint this. So far, just to be misaken, to summarize what we saw today, we saw the Shahr Blot, which the Alter Rebbe opens up with his
you know, with his punchline, which is Kikar Veilecha Adavar Meod, Vefichu Bilvavcha La'asoso. That this is going to be the concept which we're going to speak about how being a Beinoni and how listening to the Torah and how fulfilling mitzvos is something which is close to us and very close to us. We're going to have to understand what that means. V'derech Aruka Ktsara, in the long, short way. When and we spoke about what exactly the difference between the long, short way and the short, long way is. No shortcuts. We're not going to be taking any shortcuts this year. It's Hashem. We're going to be really speaking about every single word and really just trying to really mine and understand the concepts which are hidden in every single letter which the Alter Rebbe writes. The Alter Rebbe pointed out that there's a large challenge in writing a sefer, is that people, you know, subjectively sort of understand literature in their own way, and if a person doesn't understand it correctly, it could be that he's totally confusing the concept which the Alter Rebbe meant. However, on the other hand, the Alter Rebbe understands that the times are a-changing, and that he doesn't have the opportunity to sit with his chassidim and give yechidus to every single one, to sit with all of his chassidim, and therefore he feels like he needs to write down the sefer. And the Alter Rebbe says it's the tshuvos lekol ha-shelos, the answers to all of the questions that a person may have in his avodas Hashem. So, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Perek Aleph. All right, yeshar koach, guys.